Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dearest brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness Laylatul Qadr as we enter into these last 10 nights. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, we have reached some of the most beautiful chapters in the Quran. I really love this portion of the Quran that is full of different stories. We're going to cover in just 22 a whole lot from Surah Al-Ahzab all the way towards the middle of Surah Yaseen. Today, I just want to speak about one story in Surah Yaseen that is really amazing to me. And this is a story that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives on the top of the second page when he says, وَضْرِبَ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And this is a story, when I find so interesting about the story is that we actually don't have any names of the story at all. Allah says, and put forth the example to them of the people of the town to which were sent messengers. And then Allah says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ اثْنَيْنِ فَكَذَّبُوهُمَا فَعَزَّزْنَاهُ بِثَالِثٍ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in this town that he sent messengers to, he first sent to them two messengers. And the people rejected both of those messengers. So he strengthened the two with a third messenger. And they collectively said, indeed, we are to you messengers from Allah. And what did they tell them? قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. The people responded by saying, you guys are not messengers. You are simply people like us. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. You guys are not messengers. Allah has not sent you. Indeed, you are just a bunch of liars. And they said, قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ. And they said that messengers responded by saying, the three of them, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we are been sent to messengers to you. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And we have no responsibility other than to convey clearly the truth to you. And so the story continues and the people continue to badmouth the messengers. They say, you guys are a bad sign to us, right? They say that, you know, that we are never going to listen to you. And so they reject and reject and reject. And then Allah stops speaking about the messengers. That's kind of the end of these three messengers. We don't know their name. We don't know the city. We don't know the time. All we know is that this is something which has happened in history. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts our attention to the behavior of one man. One man. A man whose name we don't know. A man whose background we know nothing about. In fact, we know literally nothing except for this action that he did. And what happens is, Allah says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قُومِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. A man, Allah says, and then comes, after all this arguing with the messengers and the people, says, you're a liar, you're not messengers, yes, we're messengers, follow the truth, we ask you to worship Allah, we don't want, you know, that's back and forth. A man comes running from the farthest end of the town. قَالَ يَا قُومِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And he tells his people, people, listen and follow and obey the messengers. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Look, these messengers, they're not here. They're not charging you money. They're not here trying to, like, you know, live it up and at your expense. They're simply asking you to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he responds, وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. He goes, and why would I not worship the one that has created me, and to him we will all return. All of us will return. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he continues and he speaks to about, again, the conversation this man has with the people, and he puts forth all kinds of examples as to why they should believe. And then he says, "Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un." And then after all that arguing, he just says, look, indeed I have believed, so listen to me. And that's it. Allah stops the story. It's as if the curtain comes down on the scene and our imagination is left to wonder. This story, my dear brothers and sisters, is an incredible story about someone who loved the messengers and who love to stand up for the truth. When people badmouth the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when people badmouth the messengers and rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a man who put his life on the line, who ran forth and put forth every argument he could give. He pleaded with them with emotions, with intellect, with reasons, with rationale. And in the end, they did not accept. But he was convinced and he was willing to give his life for it. And that's why the next verse Allah says, قِيلَ دَخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, that he will be told, it will be said, enter into paradise. And as Mufassirun, the scholars of Tafsir, they mention, this man has likely killed for his belief. And so we know nothing about his life other than he stood up for the truth and what is going to happen to him. And that is he will be entered into paradise. And he will say what? قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ When he's in paradise, he's going to say what? If, oh my people, I wish that you knew. What is it that he wished his people would know? بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ If only you knew, O people, how my Lord has forgiven me and made me amongst those who have been honored. My brothers and sisters, can we try and be like this man? Some way in our life, who stands up for the messengers and the message of the messengers and stands up for a belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regardless of the consequence of that, we are promised and we know, and hopefully we will learn from this man when he said, I wish my people knew, that we would know that by standing up for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he's ever bad-mouthed, by standing up for any of the messengers of Allah, if there be little, by standing up for the deen of ours, that our reward in this life will be tremendous and in the next life will be even greater. And that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the paradise that we inherit, is worth any consequence in this life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those like this man who we might not be known and written in the books of history, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who we are, and by that he forgives us and admits us into his highest gardens of paradise. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته